On our feature today, a mother and daughter team, if you will. We'll visit a little bit with Tanya Linnebrink, who now goes by Tanya Kay, in her dancing career, and with her mother Jackie, about a program coming up that they'll be doing in this area this weekend. In fact, it starts Thursday and runs through the weekend. It's called Extreme Rhythm Theater. If you look at Extreme Rhythm Theater, it obviously has to do with dance and theater, and we're going to find out more about that because Tanya Kay, it seems rather remarkable that at 24 has been actually teaching dance for 10 years. It doesn't seem like it's been that long ago since you were going to school here in Hillsdale.
Yep. I studied dance with Joan Van Arsdale in here, and I began teaching with her when I was 14 years old. And since then, I've taught everywhere around the world, you name it, Chicago, New York, Ireland, Valparaiso University, Indiana.
Now, when we talk about Extreme Rhythm Theater and the dancing that will be done during this particular production, this is not what people would consider traditional dance.
It's not even traditional theater. You've got to see the show. It is cutting edge. There's no dialogue for this musical. It's all told through rhythm. So the storyline is supported through what we're doing with our bodies and the instruments that we're playing. And the dance is also just a support of the rhythm that tells the story.
Now, what was the real brainchild for this? How did this whole thing kind of come about?
Last year, I moved to New York City to pursue my career in dance. And while I was there, I lived in Midtown, which is right next to Times Square, which is where all of Broadway happens. And I was a little disillusioned by what I saw happening on Broadway. The real art in New York City is actually happening underground by people like myself. Kids, young people are creating the art that is going to be the next dance move and the next piece of music you see on MTV next year, in the subways, at clubs. And I wanted to bring that to the stage here in Litchfield. We have bucket drummers. We visit the subway and see hoofers tapping. We take a tour of the streets and we see the rhythm that just the streets hold with taxi cabs, baseball teams, kids talking.
It's not uncommon for that type of talent to exist in a lot of places without really having a broad audience to showcase it to. I mean, that's been going on for years and years and years in this country. And like you say, most of it is an underground thing.
Yeah. People do it because they have a passion for it. It's regardless of money, which is in contrast to a lot of the theater we see, which happens only because of money. Just like these kids. These kids are here doing this because they have a passion for it. They're volunteering their time, and their parents are volunteering so much time to put this production together. You've got to see what we've come up with in 3 weeks.
Okay, now comes the good part. How did Mom get involved in this?
Mom is on the board of the Theater for Youth, and so this is a new venue we thought we could bring to the kids. We're always looking for exciting things to do different, you know, not the same old musical theater thing. And we're just really excited that we have so many kids that are getting to spend the next 3 weeks for such a good cause, in such a good way, working as a team.
How did the casting for this go for this local production? Are any of these other people local people?
Oh, definitely. All the kids are from Hillsdale, Pittsford, Litchfield, Reading, Mosierville. Mm-hmm. Everyone is from the community.
Now, this production is not just going to be here in Hillsdale. You're going to do this in other places. Will the cast change every time that moves somewhere else?
Yes, it will. I intend on marketing this all over the U.S. in the different cities I've lived in, which is basically everywhere. we'll recast young people in every city that we go to. But it's unique in Hillsdale, being the first cast who has ever performed this show. They have helped me create the characters that the other cities will be following in the footsteps of.
So you have a busy time ahead, because everywhere you go, you have a lot of lead time. What does it take as far as preparing time to practice time and get all this rehearsal done before you can put something like this on?
Well, this was an amazing process. We did this in only 3 weeks. How many weeks do regular community theater shows?
4 to 6, at least. You know,
4 to 6. So these kids have been working 6 days a week, many hours a day. Just intense rehearsals for the past 3 weeks.
And that's a lot in the summer. It and there's other things going on, and parents are trying to go places and do things, and so that's been a major commitment for the kids that are involved in this.
Oh yeah, and they are all committed. They're having the times of their lives. They're meeting friends that they'll never leave behind after the show.
And did most of them have some type of dance experience going into the show, or did a lot of these people have to learn new things?
Everyone's learning new things. We have percussionists, we have acrobats, we have tap dancers, and we have actors. And everyone's being asked to do a little of everything. We even have people who have never done theater before in the show. Musicians who have never considered theater an outlet for expression, who now see that it can be something cool.
It had to be overwhelming for you to kind of go into this kind of a program and wonder going in, doing something that is so off the wall, if you will. How are people going to react to this? How are people in Hillsdale going to react to something that is kind of normal in New York?
Exactly. I'm really hoping that we can fill the house every night because the show is worth it. These kids, the entertainment for Hillsdale County, traditional theater is great, but this is not it. This is not traditional theater. So if you want to expose yourself to a great piece of art that these children have put together, this is the place to be next weekend.
Now, tell me a little bit about the show places and the times and the cost of the tickets and so on.
Okay, it is going to take place at the Litchfield High School Theater. The cost of the tickets are $5 straight through. We're not switching any seating or anything. And all of this has been made possible, I want to include, for the youth of the Hillsdale County Community Foundation. That's why we can keep the ticket price low as well. The times are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night at 8 o'clock and Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Just as the Sage Center for the Arts at Hillsdale College has been able to bring in different forms of entertainment to people here and let people be exposed to different types of entertaining processes, this will be an interesting program for people that want to go and check this out. It's called Extreme Rhythm Theater. It came from the streets, the subways of New York. Again, it's unique in the fact that it is without dialogue, which I think is kind of unique. And people going are going to say, boy, well, at least they didn't have to learn a lot of lines.
No, but they had to learn a lot of other stuff. It is far more challenging.
High energy. Oh, man.
How long will the show take from start to finish?
About an hour. Hour runtime.
So it'll be a fast-paced thing that people can come in and enjoy and tell their friends about.
Yes, you will leave with so much more energy than you stepped in there with.
I would think a lot of young people in the area might want to might go check this out because they see they're exposed to a lot of this on MTV and things like that you know, we just don't have in this area right here. But they may want to go up and get an up-close look at some of this.
Yeah, it's trendy, it's cutting-edge, it's hardcore.
And our age group, I wanted to mention, goes from 5 years old to 22 years old. And
that's an interesting thing in itself.
Oh, it's amazing.
Well, Tanya, your dancing career has opened up some interesting doors to you. I know that, you know, teaching. Do you get as much enjoyment out of teaching dance as you do actually dancing yourself?
No, my career is performing. That is what I have a passion for. I need to share what I do with other people. It is very satisfying to teach dance, and it gives me my fix of working with children, and they inspire me, but I want to take that to so many more places. I want to perform for the entire world.
It's refreshing, and it's got to be exhilarating to be able to make a living doing something you really enjoy doing, and then at the same time, after feeding yourself on that, being able to give back and get somebody else hooked on dance.
That's the way we change the world. That's the way artists change the world.
Well, Joan Van Arsdale will be thrilled to hear that because I know that you were involved with Joan for a good number of years, and I have to think that there are probably any one of thousands of young people in Hillsdale County at one time or another, and maybe beyond, that have worked with Joan. But I want to thank both of you for your time to come down and talk a little bit about In Extreme Performance, Extreme Rhythm Theater, like they say, cutting edge, something you just don't see here, and a chance to see a different form of theater in Litchfield, We mentioned the fact that it was not going to be at the Sauk. There was a commitment there.
Yeah.
A scheduling thing.
We tried several different places. This seemed to work out the best. We would have loved to have done it at the Sauk, but yeah, they were already committed, and they got to keep that building used. I understand that.
The Theater for Youth, the funding for the Theater for Youth is worked out very well to get a lot of people involved in theater in the Hillsdale County area. A number of the people involved in this have had a chance to be involved in some other shows, and then there's some first-time people, too.
Oh, yeah.
So if you'd like to get over, families, relatives, friends, and young people who want to see a great show, plan to take this in. That's the Extreme Rhythm Theater in Litchfield. The dates again?
The dates are Thursday, which is the 26th, Friday the 27th, and Saturday the 28th at 8 p.m., and Sunday the 29th at 3 p.m. And for reservations, you can call 439-9089. You'll get a fabulous message.
This Thursday, Friday, Saturday in the evening in a Sunday matinee, and we will have some tickets to give away for that.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming down. It's good to see both of you, and good luck with your performance. And taking it to another level after the Hillsdale performance. But this will be the first place that they will be doing this right here in Hillsdale County. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Have a great performance.
Thank you.